We get to pick?
Yeah, you guys pick.
I don't know. I haven't burned an incense in so long.
Yeah, I remember. I taught my grandma has a lot of these. She always would tell me, like, yeah, we're going to feed the spirits with this.
Feed the spirits with like, incense?
Whoa. Yeah.
I don't believe in that shit, but
really,
it's like fun. Rain? Ooh, good choice. You guys want to pick a cone too? The cones are fun.
Cones.
Yeah. Pick a cone.
Pick a color, any color.
Yeah, pick your favorite color. Green. Green? Okay. I don't think I've ever burned that one, honestly.
Hey.
So we'll see how that goes. Okay. Yeah, I just like to burn incense every podcast just because it's fun. And I also have a ton. I had like an incense phase. I bought a ton.
Yeah, you even put it in.
Yeah, I just have a whole collection right under the desk. And I never really ended up using very much of it because my mom hates it. She hates it.
My mom hates it too. I was like, I wanted to have something like this because I want to see those like.
I want a waterfall that goes like this
yeah.
That goes down.
Yeah, that's what this is. It's just like a little small one. I got it because I like koi fish. Mm. I think they look fun. But yeah, I couldn't burn it in the house because my mom hates it. So I moved it out to the podcast and now just
does
to,
she
like,
say it smells like a grandma's house?
No, but she just viscerally hates it.
Because that's what my mom would say. Like, yeah. It smells like old lady here. You're like, what? It's good.
If your old lady smokes, maybe. But yeah, she just never liked it. So just to get rid of it a little bit, I just burn it every episode. But the cones are fun.
Make a wish.
Is that really what you do? You make a wish on these?
No. I never owned one of those. Because my mom hates it. But oh, okay. My grandma owns a lot of these.
Ah, okay. A lot of the sticks.
She says it smells like those, like, the mosquito things.
I kind of get candles. What you're saying. That's not completely inaccurate.
He's feeding the spirits.
Mm-hmm. Spirits, be with us as we do this podcast. I hope this podcast gets haunted.
You don't believe in ghosts?
No, you guys believe in ghosts?
I do.
I don't know. Like,
it's
I feel
scary.
Like,
because they keep telling my mom's, like house, old house. Well, the one that I lived in for, like, her parents' house. She was just like, you know, like, at, like, certain time, you know, like, the ghost spirits, like, around 3 to 2 a.m. There's, like, a portal in, like, it opens, the portal opens, apparently, at nighttime in, like, the specific garage. That's why I never go out, because it's so scary.
Spirits go into your garage at 3 in the morning?
No, there's, like, a portal there, because it's such an old house, so it's, like, I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't even want to know.
Can I ask you this? Have you seen this portal? Is there like a...
No, because my grandfather has like his third eye is open, so he sees.
Okay. No, I'm not. Look, you guys
it's
can
weird.
Believe whatever
Bro,
you
it's
want.
It's so weird. Like, I don't want to, but I'm scared as well.
Fair enough, fair enough. I mean, like, I get scared of the dark sometimes. Not like, I don't believe in ghosts, but after a scary movie, you kind of get that vibe. Like, okay, something,
like
something's
I get scared
here.
More of the killer clowns. Like,
See, here's my thing. Like, why be scared of a ghost when, like, there's actual murderers out there?
Dude, for real?
Like, going outside at night is scary, not because of, like, potential like hauntings or spirits or ghosts. Like there could be like a stalker. Being stalked is probably really creepy.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of lucky in a guy in that sense.
I mean,
sense,
if
is that,
this blows up, then you'll probably have stalkers. Or
yeah. Yeah. That's, I talk about that on the podcast actually quite a bit. Like, I mean, I want a following, of course, but I don't want to be, like, stopped in the middle of the street all the time where, I mean, like, I know a lot of famous people. They'll have, like, people camping out at their houses. I remember listening to this podcast with, who's the lady from iCarly? What's her name?
Sam?
No. Carly. Who plays Carly? What's her
Miranda
name?
Miranda Cosgrove.
Miranda Cosgrove. I remember listening to a podcast with her, and she told a story about how this old guy was, like, hanging out in her like in her yard every day and like died there or something. I don't know. It's been a while since I've heard it, but like creepy stuff like that, especially if you're a girl. Like I'm lucky that I'm a dude because like it, I can at least like I don't have to fear like half the planet.
Yeah.
But if I was a girl, like dudes would be so scary to me. Creepy stalker dudes.
But with ghosts though. I always think it's like a challenge because I used to scare myself a lot.
Are those the golf like Converse?
Oh yeah, these are my golf LaFleurs.
I was like, bro, I've been wanting those.
Yeah, I couldn't get them on the actual site because these are like an older older ones that like they went out of stock a while ago, but you can find them on like, have you heard of the app Goat?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you can find like all the golf LaFleurs on
I
there.
I can't tell if they're real or not though.
They're authentic. And Goat, like they're good because every pair of shoes that goes through their system, they like check it to make sure.
They even have those like the velvet ones. I remember I have a friend who would collect.
Oh yeah.
And he had like the red velvet ones. Like he asked me like, should I skate in these? Like, no. Why would you skate in it? That's velvet.
No. Well, first of all, I can't skate. I had a skating phase where I tried to get good at it. I couldn't. But even if I was a skater, I would never skate in these.
See?
Like, even like my Vans. Like my Vans, like skateboarding shoes. Like I would never take those out. Have you guys seen my Vans?
It looks so nice.
I think you wore them 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah. Right, for anyone listening, this is the second time that I've seen these people. The first time we ever met. Well, we knew each other. How did we meet?
It was through me, I think.
Yeah, it was through her.
It was like through Instagram.
Yeah, did we, like, I remember I had this phase where I would just, like, follow a bunch of people on Instagram.
No, but the first time he was, she was like, oh, I think that's Daniel. I was like, who's Daniel? Does he go to our school? I was like, no.
No.
Like, long hair guy. I was like, where? I was like, I don't really know him. I was like, no, I know him.
Where was this?
I forgot.
It's a pizza place.
Oh.
You saw me at a pizza place?
I think it's Mods.
I don't think I've ever been to Mods.
Really?
Well, she came the guy has the same, same height and hair. I was like, wait, and that can't be because I never saw the face either. But it kind of looked like, I was like,
Do I have to fight this guy for my identity?
Bro.
Pull up to Mod. Maybe. Which one of you looks like me?
No, he doesn't even work there. It's just a customer.
I bet he goes there like every week. I'll pull up. Hey, do you guys know this customer? Kind of looks like me. Long hair.
Tall guy.
Beautiful eyes. So you guys grew up in the Philippines, right?
Yeah.
One house. Yeah. So you guys like lived together for how long was that?
See, I moved in the Philippines and like I got here in 2010. So like when I was
so this was like recent-ish. Well, I mean, like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Not really like
12.
Recent. 12. Yeah. Yeah. How old we are? It feels like high school was like yesterday.
No, literally.
Like. We're older than you, though.
Yeah, by like 1-2 years. I'm 19. How old are you guys?
21.
21. I'm just a little baby boy compared to you guys.
Hey, we look like we're high schoolers. It's our age.
That is fair.
The height. It's the height.
Yeah, so you guys were in the Philippines up till 2010. How was like...
Her 2010. Her,
so how long were you there?
I got here like 2017.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, so I grew up there like as a kid a little bit and I grew like
Yeah.
She got
the whole
spiel. She still has it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So what was the reason for moving here? Was it like work? Was it just like
I think it's work, but it's usually my dad's mom that wanted to
like the whole family.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's always the moms. I brought this up in a podcast before. where it's like such a common theme where Filipinos, young Filipinos, love to marry these old white guys from America. All right, let's be real here.
Yeah, that's true.
But when you go to a Filipino event, how many of them are married to older white men?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Right, that's the case for my mom. I'm not dissing it. I'm just saying, like, it happens a lot. I don't know. I suspect it's like like, you know, of course, out of love, but also like a small financial aspect, because like the Philippines is like a poorer country. So if you can meet this white guy, even if from America, even if he's not like super high class, if he's middle class, you're automatically way better off. Yeah, like, what is it? Like a quarter of the people in the Philippines are still impoverished. Another fun fact for you guys about the Philippines that I thought was really funny. This year, 2022, they finally made underage marriage illegal.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that. It was so stupid. I was like, bro.
It's like, it's kind of messed up, but also kind of funny how up until this point, like, you could get married at like 11 over there.
That's so whack.
I don't know. Philippines is a fun place.
I didn't even know that.
You didn't know. See, I knew that.
Yeah. It's just like a lot of funny things like that over there. Like, is chicken fighting still legal over there? I imagine it is.
It's illegal.
It's illegal?
I know it's illegal. I know. They didn't, like, there's this news. They're like, you know, it's everyone's quarantine. It was COVID.
Yeah.
And there's like a neighborhood was like doing illegal chicken fights. And they and they got caught. And everyone's like, we're all quarantined. Why are you all chicken fighting?
What else are you going to do in quarantine?
It went on to the news. It was like, why would they? What?
Okay. So it is, in fact, illegal over there. Mm-hmm. Man, I need to visit the Philippines more often. I've only been there twice. My mom doesn't, like, she only goes there every now and then just because, like, work. You know, getting a plane ticket over there is pretty expensive.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, it's on the other side of the planet, so.
That's true. It
kind of makes sense.
It's like a day and like a few hours, and then there's like a stop. And like, it's either Korea, Japan, and Australia, I'm pretty sure. Like, stopover.
Yeah, the times I've gone, we've always stopped in South Korea first, mm-hmm. and then go
us
to.
Us too. It was an experience. One or experience.
Yeah, everyone stops in Korea to go to the Philippines. Tell you what, it's a fun little place. I was kind of upset the last time that my mom went because I was supposed to go with her, but then because I got into the, like, that Running Start program at Rock Valley, there was this specific class that, like, I couldn't retake it. I couldn't make it up in any way, and it was literally the same week that my mom was leaving for the Philippines. So we had to, she ended up going on her own and I had to stay for school.
That's so,
it was whack. And like kind of the part that I missed most about that was that on her way back, she stopped in Japan for a day.
That I wanted to go. Tight. I think that's the first country I'll go to. Japan.
Yeah, Japan's really cool. I just like their culture, their aesthetic, their everything.
But I heard, like, it's not a good place to live in. It's just a place to visit.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of formalities there that, especially if you grow up in the Western world, like, you're not going to get any of those things. Small things like... I'm trying to think. There's something with a business card over there. Like, if you give someone a business card, you have to bow or something. I don't know. I could just be pulling that out of my ass. But just, like, a lot of small things like, you wouldn't even think of.
My best friend's, like, half Japanese, so she would always go there. I was like, uh-huh. I would always ask her, like, just bring me home, like, some tea. Like,
yeah.
Tea. But she gave me a sock. Like,
a sock?
You know what? Still
bitch,
from
I
Japan.
Can get a sock anywhere.
Like, but it's good. She talked about it.
Speaking of Japan, have you guys been keeping up with Attack on Titan?
Yes.
Yes.
I already finished the manga.
You read the manga?
Yeah, because my friends were, like, convincing me, like, it's done, Jill, it's done, you gotta read it. I was like, you know what, I have so much time, I'm gonna read it. So I read it at my sister's place because I went to, what?
Michigan. I like how she looked at me, I didn't live there, she lived for 7 months.
Where did I live for 7 months?
Like, in Michigan, so I was there working. So I wanted, like, time for myself.
Working doing what?
I work, like, at a shop there in the mall.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I moved out for, like, half of the year because I was like, I want to think about myself more.
Yeah. I don't blame you. Like, if I had a better financial situation, mm-hmm. I would be out of here in a second.
Yeah, I felt that, yes.
But at least I got to experience like, oh, it's just what it feels like to be independent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is what it is. Like, you have to like buy your own food.
Buy your own food. Cook for yourself. Find time to read Attack on Titan.
Yeah. I've been reading a lot. Trying to draw too.
Draw, yeah.
And yeah, I played a lot of games while I was there too.
Yeah. That was where your free time went. Anything specific that you played? Anything particularly
it's
interesting?
It's just Valorant.
Valorant?
Yeah, because my friends were like, there's like missing, we need one more person. You gotta download this game, Jill. It's like, okay.
Gotta be the fourth in our squad. I played Valorant once, and it's like an all right time, but I've never really been into like those, like anything gun multiplayer game. Really.
That's like the second gun game was like serious about, because I really hate gun games.
Yeah.
Yeah. My head hurts.
Yeah, a lot of them are like really fast paced. I've been playing Doom Eternal recently. And
I
that's
heard of
I
that.
Saw.
Yeah. Oh, you saw?
Yeah, I watched and then I left because I had to watch the play.
Oh, fair enough. But yeah, it's just like really fast paced. That one would hurt your head a lot. Yeah. Yeah, that one's all over the place. But yeah, back to Attack on Titan. Finishing up this last season. Or like, I thought it was going to actually end on the episode. Like, what is it, 27?
Wait. I haven't watched
it. You haven't
like,
watched it? Oh, yeah. Shit. Never mind.
I mean, I read it.
You read the manga.
because I was expecting, like, the animation, because I really appreciate the animation more.
Actually. Oh, yeah. Because they actually follow the manga style pretty closely.
Really?
And then they make it all vibrant. They got lush eyes. At first, I wasn't a huge fan of the new animation style on season 4. Just because, I mean, really just because it was different, yeah. But it kind of grows on you.
It grows because they really wanted to, like, make you feel like you're reading all of the manga.
Yeah.
Because it's the first one, it's like, you know, those, they have, like, really bold lines.
Yeah.
And this one has, like, a really thin lines. But so they did that, so the movement will be more, like, liquid.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. I also know, like, the main studio that was originally creating it, like, they didn't have a very large group of animators.
No.
That's why season 2 took, like, 4 years to make, and then it only had 12 episodes.
I didn't know it took that long.
Yeah, the first season was what? 20... I can look it up. Guys, I have a computer. I can look things
up. I know,
up.
I
this
forgot.
Is crazy.
Yeah, like 3 monitors. This is a TV.
Yeah. I just want to see when season 1 came out. I wrote Attack on Titan. 2013! And then the next season was like 2015 or 2016. Yeah. And then it only came out with 12 episodes. But I'll tell you what, it's probably one of them. Well, not even probably. It's definitely one of my favorite animes to come out.
It's definitely one of my favorite, too.
And just seeing how, like, stuff from the beginning connects, like, comes back around and connects with the end. And it's also one of the most bold animes, I feel. I appreciate their, like, just how willing the series is to kill off characters that they built up and made really important to you.
You've been rooting for, like, Reiner. I mean, not Reiner. Shit, I forgot his
Aaron?
Name. No, the captain that died. The blonde one.
Oh, Eve. It started with an E. He died in the third season. I can't.
But I cried when he died.
Oh yeah.
So he was like, go. Because he wanted to like everyone like the scouts, right?
Yeah, he led everyone to their deaths to kill the Beast Titan.
The Beast Titan. But.
Yeah, and like the worst part is that he more than anyone else really wanted to see to like figure out the secret of the Titans.
He wanted to know more outside the walls.
Yeah, him especially, and he never got to see any of that. He had to sacrifice himself so that the rest of humanity
could. They had to fight about it. Who? Which one? This guy or Armin?
Yeah, Armin was probably the good choice.
Armin is. Yeah, really a good choice. But it was sad when he was like, now because this guy died, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, now he's a little bitch.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I cried in the first season when Levi's squad was completely killed off. That's the one that got me.
It was raining blood when he was like going down.
Yeah. like that was the rough one for me, because like Aaron just joins these group of people, and over the next few episodes you get to know them so much better, and you finally get to see them working working as a team. Everyone's having a good time, everyone's really confident when they're taking on the Titans, and then out of nowhere you don't expect it, because like I said, they were really confident going into the fight. They're like, oh yeah, we're squad Levi, we can handle this. Aaron, you just go off. And then they all get fucked up instantly. And it's just like, God damn, I just started caring about these people and you took them away. And it's just like that throughout the entire series.
I really cry when, like, what's her name? Fuck, she just died and I keep crying. No, the girl who we keep eating. Sasha.
Oh, yeah, Sasha.
She was really my favorite character.
Really?
So I was like, really. She's so funny. She kind of reminds me of me in a way. She likes tea. I like tea.
I don't know. She wasn't a bad character, but she I never really.
But I like her, like,
are the vines annoying you?
No, it's good.
Okay. See, I get tangled in them, too.
I feel like when she, yeah, you guys pull up curly hair.
It's a struggle.
Imagine having not curly hair. Life is so much easier.
Gosh.
I'd be like, every day, just like you.
Yeah. Sorry, I wish there was something I could do about it.
That's good.
But yeah, I feel like she was just kind of like a... I mean, she was just like that tropey comic relief character, which was fine. She was a good character, but I don't know. I never really connected with her.
She was the best. I really connected her. She gets trouble in the worst way. I really connected that. I really feel like...
What kind of troubles have you been getting in?
Looking at her like... Yeah.
You know what I want to get? It's kind of switching topics a little bit. Well, first of all, like, are you guys are both full Filipino, right?
Yes. Do we not look full?
I mean, like, you guys look full, but,
Philippines.
Like,
we're a mix of something.
Yeah, I mean, like, everyone in the Philippines is at least, like, 1% Spanish, right?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Spanish, Chinese, I don't know.
Yeah, just a little, I mean, I feel like that applies just anywhere, but... Yeah, I mean, you guys look full Filipino. I just want to make sure because, like...
I always get,
like... I'm half, and I look 0% Filipino.
You got the tanness.
Do I? Yeah. I mean, I'm, like, I'm not, like, pale, but I'm not, like, Asian tan.
You got the curly hair.
Is that a Filipino thing?
Yeah. Actually, I think it's a Spanish thing.
Yeah, okay.
Because usually we're, like, straight.
Yeah, that's how a lot of Asian hair in general is. Yeah, a lot of people tell me that my nose is very Filipino.
I don't think
no.
so.
No.
You got to point out the insecurities. If you're Filipino, it has to be like kind of like flat
in really?
This area.
And, like, oh, so you guys are experts on this.
Bro, because every time you go to a Filipino like party, they're going to bring out your like insecurities. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh my God. Like, yeah.
But mine's angrier. So
your nose is angry?
she's angry. She's like this. That's how you know you're Filipino, I guess.
Gotcha. You know, speaking of Filipino parties, you know what has me messed up? For the longest time, I wasn't doing this right, and I just learned how to the proper way of doing things. And I think I learned it from an episode of The Bachelor. One of the ladies this guy was going on a date with was Filipino, and she had to teach him that when the grandma puts out their hand, you don't kiss it. You put it on your forehead.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been kissing so many hands.
My grandma hates doing that. My grandma hates doing that.
Just like putting out the hand?
Yeah, because it makes them feel old.
Yeah. So one time, I had like a birthday party at my house. I mean, my mom and dad were neighbors, so connected. So I was at my grandma's house. And I invited some of my friends, and I was like, hey, guys, don't forget to bless. And then they would come up to my grandma, and my grandma would be like, hey, no! And she doesn't like it. They'd be like, what? They'd be so confused, like, she doesn't like to feel old.
Yeah. I don't think my grandma does it. I think my great-grandma will do it.
It depends, actually. Otherwise, like, they'll, like, you know how you just like besos, like
kisses. Yeah, just like mm-hmm. yeah, well, just the kisses. Yeah, I don't think I've ever done that. They'll do it with me, but I don't kiss any cheeks.
And we would do that to our titas. We'd be like, hi, tita.
What I was gonna bring up earlier, since I'm like really white and don't look like that Filipino.
Yeah.
Like, be honest, when you guys met me, did you think I was Filipino at all?
I think I did. It was like, oh, yeah, half.
Oh, half? Okay.
No, you look mixed. You look mixed. You just look mixed. Because it's different if it's like a full, like, American and like,
yeah.
mixed kids.
Yeah. I do get that a lot. A lot of people don't, like, pick out Filipino specifically.
Yeah, it's just, like, a different.
But people are like, yeah, you have half of something. Don't know quite what it is. I've gotten, like, Native American. I've gotten Indian. It's, like, kind of close, I guess. But I was saying, I want to get some, like, Filipino sleeves. Just, like, oh. Have you guys seen those Filipino tribal tattoos?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant, like. You mean those sleeves, like, what do you do for the motorcycle?
No, I'm talking about tattoos. Like, there's this one place specifically in California that I want to get, like, either a half sleeve or a full sleeve. I'm thinking half sleeve that, like, travels from, like, my forearm mm-hmm. up to my hand a little bit. Because semi-recently I got a henna from someone, and I saw it on camera, just like while I was recording a video. I'm like, oh, my hand looks kind of fine with that tattoo on there. Like, and like, I figured, you know, because in a lot of ways, I feel like Filipinos don't get a lot of representation, especially in Western media.
Yeah.
Like, there's some here and there, but mm-hmm. Filipinos, even though there is like a lot of, I guess you could say, interaction between like what word am I trying to look for? I mean, there's like a strong connection between the Philippines and the United States. Yeah. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. But even with that, like there's not a lot of like forefront Filipino figures. Like there's some, but I feel like, you know, if I'm trying to grow a YouTube channel, mm-hmm. I should, you know, represent a little better. But it doesn't really, I don't come off as Filipino. I come off as just like half mix of something. So I thought maybe I could get some like tattoos to better represent that. Just
yeah,
like
I'm
some,
representing you guys. Out yeah. there.
Yeah, that's another thing that, like, I hear that a lot. And, like, have you guys listened to Tiger Belly? It's a podcast made by, his name's Bobby Lee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My sister's boyfriend would listen to it a lot and be like, it's always joke time to
yeah.
do.
Like, yeah, he's a funny guy and he has a lot of fun with his guests.
I listened to the friend something.
I honestly don't listen to him too often, so I wouldn't know like every episode.
I got so hooked up because he's so funny. His girlfriend is Filipino. I'm so sorry, the accent. I'm
no,
trying
good,
to pull
it.
So I knew about that. It's really funny. You gotta be with
that. Yeah, I want to listen to more of them. Unfortunately, I just don't have enough time to listen to podcasts. But I was listening to. Have you guys heard of David Cho? He's an artist.
I think.
Yeah, he's most well known for painting the walls. In the early days of Facebook, he painted the walls of like their headquarters, and they paid him in Facebook stock. And now he's like a millionaire. He's like a 100 millionaire, mm-hmm. whatever, because that stock went way up after a few years. But he was on the podcast, and he was talking about how. He kind of has like a Filipino following, even though he's not really Filipino mm-hmm. himself. I think he's Korean. He has a lot of like Filipino connections and just because he's like kind of like sub representing them in a way. Oh. And like they kind of just adopted them as his figure in some ways. I think he was talking about. Talking about it specifically in the context of he was like trying out stand-up comedy and the people who came out to visit him were a lot of Filipino people who came out to support.
That's
so I feel
cool.
Like, yeah, like I wish there was like a better, like, actual Filipino figure to represent, but, you know, it's something. So I feel like, you know, maybe I should take up the mantle. Do you guys have any tattoos?
I want to. My parents would kill me.
Oh.
We have to hide it. It's like, it's always a mission when we want to do something for ourselves.
Yeah, that's how it is a lot of, like, my mom.
You too?
Yeah. Both my parents, very conservative, and then my mom's Filipino, of course, so
she's on
when like,
I
everything.
Did all of these piercing, and then I put a hole in this one, too.
Yeah.
It's a mission.
No, when I wanted to get my first piercings, like, I was annoying my mom so bad about it. Mm-hmm. And, like, I got my first piercings in 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, in all fairness, I was a bit young for my piercings, but I wanted them. I knew I wanted them. I think I got mine
freshman year. I just came home with it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was like...
I mean, that's the way to do it. I got my first in... Like, she let me get my doubles while I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And then after I graduated, after I turned 18, I went out and got, like, the rest of mine. Like, I got the snug on this side is the most recent one I've gotten.
It's up.
Didn't that fall off?
This one? I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I pulled out the rook. The one that goes up here. Yeah, you guys saw that on my Snapchat story. Yeah, it's actually healed up quite nicely.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, like it was rejecting.
Oh, okay.
I honestly wasn't taking like the best care of it. And then at a certain point, like a month ago, I noticed the area was really sensitive again. So, but me being in denial and not kind of really not wanting to do anything about it, just kind of left it like, oh, it's just sore. It's whatever. It'll go away. It didn't go away. And it got worse.
Yeah,
and
then, I was so scared to have like a keloid.
Oh, yeah.
I was scarring it too much. You can't move it too much. You just have to put like...
I'll admit, I'm also really like touchy with my piercings and that's really bad. That's probably what fucked up my rook because I was touching it a lot.
When I was getting... I wasn't supposed to get a rook. I was supposed to get a date.
A date? But he did the rook?
He did the rook. I was like, date. And I was like, and after that, I saw him like... We went to the tattoo shop as a whole as family. Like me, my sibling, my older sister, my brother, and my other sister. Like 5 of us there.
I was supposed to come with.
It was like the day I came home. Yeah. So we decided, and I told the guy, I was like, I want a date.
Uh-huh.
A date. And then he gave me a rook. I got so mad, but he was doing my sister. Was like, you know what? I'm gonna live with it.
Well, they mark where they're gonna put the piercing, right?
I thought he knew.
Well, I feel like you could guess like after he puts the mark there, like
they show them to you, right? Like do you want it in this?
Yeah,
because I took like another piercing too. So there's like a lot.
I mean, like it. I understand that stuff like that can happen. It's just like I know they mark it, or like at least they should mark it.
I got so disappointed. I was like, you know what? Next time, I'll just put it right the other here.
Yeah, I mean, you can always just get another rook. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Like, do you like the date at least?
No, I got the rook. Not the rook. It's okay.
Okay, gotcha.
It's not the visual I wanted, but it's okay.
So did you like end up taking out the date? Or oh wait, the date is what you wanted and you got the rook.
I got the rook. No, it's still there. The rook's still there.
Gotcha.
It was like it's painful, I think. I got pissed off whenever they're doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than how it hurts, it was like
yeah, you just have to
grunt.
Like you don't want to yell at them, right? Yeah.
It's like you're hurting me.
Yeah, luckily I had a really good guy. He like with all my piercings. Really, they
Where
just
did
like
you get your piercings.
I went to Tattoo Bob's.
Okay, that's where we went.
That's where the whole family went there.
Yeah. No, Tattoo Bob's is tight and they're cheap. That's the main reason. I got my first ones at Euro Tattoo. First piercings, and that was like. That was $40 total. Just
$40.
Yeah,
each?
They just gave me like these simple hoops, and it was just like it was my first piercings. It was my first earring, so it was just like there's no point. Like,
I remember when Tattoo Bob was just like total like only $10. Now it's $20.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember when it was $5.
Was it?
I feel like it was $5 at some point.
I thought it was $10.
It was $5, and then I remember it went up to $10, and then it went up to $20more recently. I feel like it was $5 at some point.
Do they just go up every year $5?
Well, inflation.
People,
that's true.
People be like, no, it's cheaper there.
Yeah.
Let's go there.
And like, how hard is it to stab a hole in someone? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you don't need a whole lot of expertise. Like, you're just shoving something through them and then sending them off on their merry way.
Like, I always thought of, like, I keep, like, when I did have a job, I was begging my brother, like, yeah, you should buy the equipment for piercing. I'll do it for you. Just do it. And he was like, nah, I'm afraid you're going to give me a keloid. Like, no, I keep watching YouTube videos for it. I know, I'm an expert right now. Just do it.
Yeah, I feel like it. You would want to go to a more expensive place if you're getting something like weird. Like, I know my brother has like a cheek piercing. I don't know what you call that. Was like the one that goes like under. So I think that you would want to spend a little more money on. Mm-hmm. But if it's just like a nose piercing or something on the ears or a belly button, like that's not a big deal. You can go to anyone for that. Yeah. But yeah. Oh, specifically with my snug, like you see how it's like going through that chunky part, right? I remember going in to get it, and I was trying to explain to the guy what I wanted, and he kept thinking that I wanted a conch, which I also have on this side. He thought I just wanted it to go like through and then have a ring around it. I was trying to be like, no. I want it to go like through this chunky part. Like I don't want a ring. I want it to go like through this part. And he finally got it. Like, oh, that's what you want. I've never done one of those before. Let's do it.
Oh my gosh.
And like,
oh, yeah, hey, the confidence he has though.
I'd be like, I don't know anymore.
Yeah, I have 9 piercings. So, well, 8 now after taking out my rook. But like, I'm pretty experienced with piercings at this point. But I still get nervous before every single one, and that certainly didn't help. But I let him do his thing, and he like, I couldn't be happier with it. Like, I don't think anyone else would do better necessarily. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did your parents feel when you came home with the...
Oh, I hid it because I could, like...
How do you hide that?
I just tuck it in.
Do you still tuck it in
time? No. It's so funny because, like, I took it out one day because I always talk to them, like, face-to-face. And it's like... And then they realized it, like, in a month.
For a whole month, they just didn't notice.
I was like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they call me like a bull now because you know how bulls have like rings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was like,
Asian parents are so funny.
You have to like make them see by accident and they'll just let it slide.
Yeah. But you get like a whole like lecture about it.
Oh. Like the next day.
Yeah. Yeah. With my mom, I just straight up showed her.
Okay, but
every
like
time.
They. Like, you do one thing, but, like, when they get mad at you, they just, like pile up all the things that you did that they mentioned and then just attack you with it. I was like, yep. I've heard this before. Why are you bringing it up again?
I have to admit, my mom's a little nicer than that, but I'm sure. But, yeah, I remember, like, with all, like, after my doubles, with all the piercings I got after that, I would just come home, show my mom, like, hey, look what I got now. And she'd be like, why did you do that?
What does your mom, like, tell, like Filipino phrases? Like,
Not really. Oh, not okay. With me, because I don't speak any Filipino sad. At all. I know.
So sad.
I think my, yeah, like, I'm very bad with languages, like, even English. Kind of stuck.
When I first came here, it was kind of hard understanding other people because we were taught like old English.
Old English.
Yeah. So, well,
what's like?
Like example, like you say "What's up?" and you say "How are you?" Something like
much
that.
Much more formal.
Like, yeah, more formal. Yeah. So when people were starting to have like phrases, and I have to ask her, what did you say?
Mora's the language expert.
Yeah, she was like, oh, she said, like, how, what did you do today or something? Uh-huh. I go, oh. The first time I was, like, at school, she did all the talking for me in the office.
Like, hey, this is my cousin.
Yeah, and instead of, like, hi, how are you? It's like, what up, dog? What's up, dog?
What's up, dog?
What's up, dog? That's funny.
No, now we go like, what's up, G?
What up, yeah.
It's like, yeah,
yeah. So what other ideas for like tattoos do you guys have?
I want a cherry massage.
They go like,
you guys talk at the same time.
Yeah, we do.
Just do it.
I think we hang out with each other a lot.
You guys are like, clearly, you're definitely not a couple, but I kind of view you as like the power couple on my Instagram.
I'm always the dude, huh? Every time when we love to style ourselves. Today, I styled her.
Very nice, very nice.
But whenever we style ourselves and then we show up, it's like, damn it, I'm a boyfriend again. Like, can I be like the girlfriend sometimes? It's so funny.
No, wouldn't the girlfriend be the one doing the styling? I feel like that would be the case.
Bro, I don't know.
we have our own like thing sometimes.
Somebody's like, enough. Oh, should I wear this? No, wear this one.
So, yeah. No, I have a pants for that. You gotta wear my pants today.
No, but like, just like out of anyone that I know, I feel like you two are like the tightest knit. Even out of like couples I see on Instagram, it's just like, nah, they're not as like tight as you guys.
Besties.
Oh, yeah.
Cousins and then besties.
So yeah, tattoos. This time, one at a time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can.
I always wanted like a blue one, like you know blue the electric one? Blue ones.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
And they're like doing like streaks and stuff. Like, I just wanted something that pops out.
Yeah, like would you want something that just has like a meaning to you, or is it more of just like this looks cool? I want it.
I just really want something like very artistic.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to have like a meaning or what. But yeah, so. I just know it looks good on the body that I want to put it.
Yeah. And you kind of want it to be like
unique. Piercings.
Yeah.
That's how I think of like tattoos. Like if I put this type of shape of tattoo right here, it looks good. It's going to look good. It's the same thing as the piercings. That's why I really like think about it whenever like.
Yeah. You want it to be like artsy and kind of unique to you and like. I know with a lot of tattoos that I want a specific artist style. I don't want it from anyone else. Like I want someone who has like a unique vision for how they do their tattoos, just like a regular artist. But their canvas is my body.
That's true.
That was not the case for the tattoo I have now. I saw, I have an ankle tattoo. I'll show it to you guys later. I'm sure you've seen it before on like my Instagram or something. But
the Japanese one?
Yeah. Yeah, it says Shokunin. I got that after watching. Have you guys seen Jiro Dreams of Sushi?
No.
Oh, great documentary. You guys should check it out. In fact, my wallpaper for my laptop right now is it. Hold on real quick. Yes. Where's my mouse? Let me show you. Like, my wallpaper is just a screenshot from that movie. And then it's just like showing, look how gorgeous that sushi is.
That anyway. Is delicious.
Well, speaking of sushi, how free are you guys like after the podcast?
Free.
So free.
Oh, because I was going to say, I live right around the corner from Spider Sushi. You guys want to go after?
Sure.
Might as well. Like if you guys aren't doing anything, I'm not doing anything either.
Hey, say this.
We just have to work out like. Later.
Fair enough. Oh, you guys work out?
Yes.
Very nice. I've recently just started going back to the gym. I just go to Planet Fitness right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Very convenient. Telling me.
Yes, I was like, oh, there's Planet Fitness. He goes there.
Yeah.
I saw it. Like, you know why I saw how I saw.
Wait, how did you see?
You're Bumble man.
Oh. I forgot. You and me matched on Bumble.
What was like?
Oh my god.
I forgot that crying. Happened. Oh my I thought it was hilarious.
I thought it was hilarious. Like, too. Oh, Daniel's right here. Let's go.
Like, oh my god! I don't swipe right on like everyone I know, but if it's like someone that I know, it wouldn't be like awkward swiping right on them. Like, I like to, you know, just like, oh hey, you're on here, so am I.
It's so funny.
I mean,
I think it's
hilarious. Your bio is like.
It's like half Filipino, just looking for intelligent conversation and cuddles.
I was like, I was really prepared when I swipe right. I was like, what's an intelligent conversation?
Didn't you just like send me a GIF?
Yeah. No, you did.
I sent the GIF.
I was really talking like, how can I do this? Like, he's just a friend, but I really want to think of a nice joke.
What did you say? Just like, hey?
Yeah, I did just say hey. But I think I wanted to say something more, but I give up.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't know how to open with people on that. It's, yeah. But yeah. I forgot that happened. That's funny. But yeah, where do you guys go? I would guess like peak.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Fair enough. Like, I would go to peak if I wasn't broke.
I mean, we have like a family
plan. Yeah, we did a family plan.
Lucky like, you. Yay, family plan.
Yeah, unfortunately, my family's also broke. We're not too bad off, but like we can't be paying like $50-$100 a month for the
That's why we all like split there. It.
Yeah. It's good if you go there a lot because they have a lot of different things. You can take like classes, you can use their pool, and of course you can work out there.
There's sauna.
Yeah. Like there's a lot there that you can use. So it is kind of, if you use it to its full extent, then it is definitely worth that $100. But I'm just going to the gym to get some gains. So $10 a month is good with me.
Yeah. I'm trying to be skinny.
Yeah. is it like an everyday thing? Is it like
I try to go every day.
Every day. That's a good way to do it.
Since I don't drive, I wait for
her. Be like, yeah. Yo, are you free?
It's like, yes, I'm free.
Okay, fair enough. That like every day is really good. I remember when I was going every day. Like that's a good feeling. Nowadays, I just don't have time to go all the time. Like if it's literally just like maybe 2 or 3 times a week, I'll have a spare hour. So I'm like, okay, Planet Fitness is right around the corner. I can make it for an hour, go home, take a nap. It'll be all good. But yeah, since I'm doing like the podcast, the YouTube videos, the streaming, the everything, it's hard. And then of course I have my regular job at Culver's. Like it's hard.
You
to
love Culver's.
Yeah.
Oh my
There's a Culver's like down the street a little bit that I work at.
I usually just get the custard or like the mushroom melt.
Oh,
or mushroom Swiss or something.
Mushroom Swiss. That's a tight one. I'll tell you what, it's like decent food. It's like better than if you go to McDonald's or Burger King, but we're also pretty pricey. I know.
Yep.
I know that if I didn't get an employee discount, I probably wouldn't be buying
it was
free.
There. It's not.
No. I'll tell you what, it's 50%, which isn't bad.
I used to work at Panera, and it's like 75%.
Yeah, I remember she was like, "You want something?" Yes.
And you can buy for other people too. At Culver's, we can only buy for ourselves. I mean, my specific Culver's anyway, I'm sure.
Why, do they have like a secret recipe in that burger?
Butter.
Butter.
It's a special butter.
It's a special butter, guys. But yeah, that's where I work until everything else takes off.
I'm a Target girl now, so.
Oh, yeah? How's that treating you?
I love it.
Is that a fake smile?
No, I love it.
Oh, okay. Target, like. I don't feel comfortable going in there. It's
really?
Like
which one?
Just like any of them. It's
oh
almost,
my god!
It's like see again. My family like we're not poor, but you know like lower middle class. I feel like so I've grown up in Walmart, and Walmart you walk in there and it's just instant anxiety in the air.
Walmart just scares me.
Oh yeah,
it doesn't scare.
I can't go in without having someone with me.
Yeah,
I feel like somebody's just gonna. Like, I don't know, just snatched me.
It's probably would happen, honestly.
It's funny when I'm with her in Walmart. I was like, I need this. But she's like, girl, I'm scared. Like, why are you scared? It's like, oh, you're not in the scene before, huh?
You ain't been to Walmart.
I know
before.
This. I know this feeling. I understand you. I got you.
But like, so I've grown up going to Walmart, and anytime I walk into Target, it's just like, it's so. So white.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's such a like white person aesthetic, which is fine. Like white people make some good stuff, but but it's like I feel like like there should be a homeless man at the door trying to assault me before I go in.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm sure as a job it's fine. I worked at Dollar Tree right before Culver's, and that was kind of miserable.
Is it the one by Myers?
Yeah, the one that opened up right by Myers. It was nice because it was literally a minute away from my old house, so I could just, like, I could literally leave my house 2 minutes before my shift started and make it on time. It was great. But everything about the job, especially, like, the customers were not the best. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, a lot of old, cranky people. Yeah.
I live near the Dollar Tree, my house. So yeah. Whenever we go there, like, we have to like hold our breath sometimes. It's like, oh no.
It's like a graveyard. It's like someone's gonna be dead in there. Or like, why didn't you hold your breath? Just because it's so gross in there.
Sometimes you meet some people. Oh no. Like,
yeah. I'll tell you what. Some of their things. Well, now it's $1.25.
Yeah, I was like, oh, what's the point of calling it a Dollar Tree?
Yeah,
but ever since we lived near there, we're always there.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's some things that where it's just like super convenient, mm-hmm. and for a buck, like, why wouldn't you? Even if you have to deal with some snobby person at the register, yeah. and some customers that are like blatantly just obnoxious. Like, for a buck or even $1.25, some of it's pretty worth it. I feel bad because there would be customers that would come in and buy literally, like, $150 worth of items. And I'm just, like, I'll be scanning all of this out. I'm like, you are not saving money by coming here. And now it's $1.25, so now their order is going to be, like, $200. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to do, like, the actual math. Moira, we never talked about your tattoo ideas.
Oh, yeah. I just want a cherry blossom.
Oh, cherry blossom. I've thought about cherry blossoms.
But since I kind of like tan, I kind of want it white.
Oh, a white tattoo?
Yeah.
I've thought about white tattoos, but...
But I don't know anymore. I feel like it's going to like fade really quickly, so...
Yeah, that is kind of an issue with white tattoos. Mm-hmm. I've considered it. I'm paler than you, and it's like... Yeah, you know, it would look really good for the first month, maybe just the first week. But after that, like, you want to get something that would look good more as like a scar.
Yep.
Something that, like, if it looks like a scar, it'd be like, oh, there's a scar in the shape of Joe Biden's face. Something like that. But yeah, I that's one that you have to like really carefully consider like what you want. But yeah, white tattoos would be dope. I don't think, I thought about cherry blossoms for a minute. I was trying to convince my mom to get like matching cherry blossoms with me. I was very close. We never ended up doing it, but.
She was really thinking about it.
Yeah, she says that she's been wanting to get a tattoo, like something that's like family orientated. She wanted like something floral, and then like with like me and my brother and my dad's name stemming off of it, like really cute. She wants some like butterflies, something like that. So I told her, hey, get some cherry blossoms with me. You can have like our names in the branches. It'll be dope.
That's so cool. She would do that with you.
Yeah, well, not anymore, I guess.
I remember my dad, I was like giving him a warning.
A warning like that you were going to get something or...
Yeah, something like that. I was like, Dad, why would you have a tattoo? It's like, our uncle has a tattoo.
He did it, so it's fine.
It's fine. He was like, yeah, Jill, I'm kind of old. I can't think of anything. I was like, Dad, what if I put your name on my body? It's like, that'd be so cool. It was like a warning of like, I'm going to get something someday.
Yeah.
It always has to be something like that.
Yeah, something that's honoring them mm-hmm. in some way. Tattoos are bad unless my name is in it.
And he'd be like, that's kind of corny.
Yeah. It is kind of corny.
It's like, what?
Yeah. Like, I love my family, but I don't think I'd get anyone's names on me. Like, it's just like,
I just wanted to tell him, like, I'm going to get a tattoo someday.
Yeah. I wouldn't do, like, names. I wouldn't do, like, I mean, I got, like, Japanese characters on me, but I feel like that's a different aesthetic as, like, than English writing.
I kind of want to put a star sign on my, like, the nape of my neck.
Okay. Yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
Just a small one. Or I kind of like get like small tattoos to every like states that I go. Like get a tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Just small ones.
Small ones and then like.
Oh, I got this from here. And then if I go to like Japan, then I'll get like.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be.
That would be cool to do. I want a sleeve on one arm. And like for the longest time, I was debating whether I wanted like sleeves or just like small tattoos on. Yeah, just like small tattoos from like different artists across each arm. Have you guys seen PewDiePie's tattoos?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
I love his tattoo so much.
I remember. I would watch whenever I have time. But I did watch that one episode. He was explaining all of his tattoos and where he get it. I like that one, the church thing.
Yeah.
You know, from this arm of his. And then there's like a creepy monster. I always love that tattoo.
Yeah. And that one was really cool because it was from like a specific artist style. And it's also very Swedish in aesthetic. Mm-hmm. So it kind of had like a deeper meaning to him. Than just like a random, as opposed to if it was just like a random church drawing.
And he really appreciated that artist. Like each tattoo, he was like, I got it from this guy. I have his nexus down here.
Yeah. I like his tattoo of the naked lady making out with the skeleton.
I love that too.
That's a good one. I would get something like that.
Remember he owned like a frog?
Yeah.
He owned like a toad and he has a tattoo of
That's wholesome.
That is so sweet. I was like, I remember that frog. That's so sad he died.
Yeah, over a frog too.
He has like a toad at the back of his set. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, but so PewDiePie really inspired like my initial vision for how I wanted my tattoos to be. Like I thought, oh, just like small tattoos all across my arms. But then I started discovering like really cool intricate sleeve designs, and now I'm so torn on whether I want like sleeves or if I should do a little bit of both. I feel like a little bit of both would be weird.
What?
Yeah, if I have like a sleeve on one arm and then just like patches on the other.
Oh, because it's like a one art piece and then this was like a lot.
Yeah. Or even if I did like a half sleeve and had a couple of patches there. Like I don't think I would want any other tattoos on my leg. On either of my legs.
I was about to say, didn't put the patchy ones on your leg.
Yeah. No, I don't know how I feel about that. So, at the moment.
Not even on your thighs?
No, I don't. Like, just the idea of a tattoo there doesn't really interest me at all. I don't know. I thought about getting, like, some sort of writing. Not in English, of course. There's, like, this ancient Filipino script. I forget what it's called. My brother brought it up to me before. He said he wanted to get a tattoo of that. I thought, oh, that would be cool to get in letters. Unfortunately, it's just like really hard to find like cool words that I like in that language, in that script. But I thought about getting something like that, just like vertically down my back. Just like off
that's
to like
nice. There's
one side.
Like on my Instagram, there's like a lot of Filipinos be getting those.
Yeah.
Like upwards, downwards. And I remember like learning it in school too. Like how to
learn really?
It. Yeah.
I don't remember learning it.
Like it was elementary, I remember. And I was like, we have our own writing. That really
I only knew
me.
It when from here. And then I saw it somewhere in some article.
Yeah.
And it's whenever like think about it, like, it's so sad that we don't use this anymore.
Yeah. It's, well, in all fairness, it does make sense because it is kind of like a complicated way of writing.
It could have been cool. I can write
it
in this.
Cool.
Yeah, it looks cool. I think that's where its value lies, is where it has a nice aesthetic. It's kind of cool. And then how it has this this like deep-rooted history in Filipino culture. But, you know, as we move further into the future and like, you know, different countries are like being more in, as we grow more interconnected with the rest of the world by the day, it's like, you know, we need to have some sort of like singular form of writing, some singular form of communication. That's why pilots have to learn English anytime that they want to become a pilot, because it was an issue, especially with like Korean Airlines, communication issue. Like they had such issues with crashing that it became mandated to learn English to become a pilot, just so like everyone could communicate better.
Yeah. universal language, English.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't be not necessarily the coolest language. Not necessarily the easiest either. Because there's a lot of like small things.
Yep.
I like still don't get the P in pterodactyl. Why?
Yep.
I feel like it would look cooler.
There's a P in pterodactyl.
Yeah, it's spelled pterodactyl.
She's like.
Honestly, it would look better as a word if you dropped the P anyway. But just like a bunch of small things like that, or like I know a lot of people have trouble learning just like those small little rules, and it's like, okay, maybe this isn't the best language for everyone to be learning. But
I just remembered something.
What?
You know bouquet, right? Bouquet.
Yeah.
Flower bouquet.
Yeah.
I remember my friend in the Philippines. My head got hurt so bad. She said like. Where's the bouquet? What's the
bouquet?
Wait, bouquet. But if I were like a kid, I would say like that too. I know.
Bouquet.
So bouquet.
I'm trying to think of other words that I pronounced really wrong before. So like daiquiri. I remember going up to, it was Baskin Robbins. They have this flavor called daiquiri ice, if you guys have heard of it. But I remember going to Baskin Robbins to visit one of my friends who was working a shift there. And I asked for the daiquiri ice. And he was very subtle about it. He was like, okay, so you want the daiquiri ice?
The queer.
Oh my god.
He's like, I thought you guys were representing at this.
Like the pterodactyl.
Oh my god.
Oh, you guys, we are already at an hour.
We just.
Whoa. It is kind of blew by, right?
Yeah.
I think because there are like two of us.
Yeah, because there's like two of us.
Yeah, little feel like things sped up a little bit.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you guys wanted to discuss before we went out and got some sushi? I feel like we covered a lot of bases. Tattoos.
Yeah.
Attack on Titan.
Yeah. You got some tattoo artists.
Uh huh.
Anime.
Is there anything else you guys are like?
Culture.
Wow, culture, guys. Yeah. Filipino culture is so
we're
cool.
We're not that cool.
Hey, we're pretty cool.
Yeah, we have our stuff.
Uh-huh.
Mix up something. We fuse.
I'm kind of lucky in the sense that since I'm half and half, I can kind of like brag about both sides.
Yeah.
Like I can just take the cool parts and then just ignore all the not cool parts. It's
yeah,
just
we
like,
own like a butterfly knife. We do that.
Uh-huh. Anything you guys are like itching to talk about on the podcast? Anything you guys are like really want to share with everyone before we get off?
No.
All right. I always ask everyone this, but do you guys want to plug anything? Like, some people like to plug social media. It's not like, honestly, like, no one's going to follow you. But in the future when this blows up, maybe you can make a nice following out of this. I don't know. If you guys want to plug anything. No.
So, my Instagram.
Yeah. All right, everybody, Jillian, listen up.
So, at Jillian Step double P H. Yes.
That. Follow that on Instagram. Anything else you guys want to plug? Anything?
Moi?
My Instagram is at Moira, but it's spelled M-O-Y-R-A with three H's because people can't pronounce my name right.
Yeah, I pronounced your name wrong for the longest time. I pronounced it Moira.
Moira.
So, people call me Myra. I was like,
Myra.
What? How?
Where's the A?
There's an A in my name.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Well, thank you for being my first double podcast guest, guys. It was a lot of fun. It was interesting trying to figure out how to make it work, but it was a good time. Now I know how to do it for the future, and it was good talking to you guys.
It was good talking to you
too. Good seeing you. Good to see you guys for the first time in two years. If you guys ever make sushi again, let me know. I would love to get some. would be much appreciated. And yeah, that's about all I gotta say. We're gonna go get some sushi at Spider Sushi. It's gonna be a good time. And thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.